When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, will join us. That's coming up at 9:25. Happy to be joined right now by our friend Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor for ABC7 here in D.C. What's up, Scott? Good morning.
Let's go, boys. We back. Stretch run. Let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. How did you? What did you do on your the bye week? Did you have any plans? You take a quick trip. What were Scott Abraham's exploits during the bye, if any?
Nothing really too exciting. My daughter's in Girl Scouts, so it's Girl Scout cookie season. So we're starting to get organized for that. You know how that is, boys. So,
excellent.
A lot of family time, so it's good.
All right, perfect. Well, I know the guys kind of reset a little bit. Sounds like the coaches. I listened to Witt and Quinn's presser and Cliff and all those guys. They did their little self-scout reevaluation while the guys are away. And seems like a point of emphasis has been to make sure they don't come out flat like they did against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big. It's been a big talking point because you guys remember that Dallas game, and they weren't with it. They were flat, and it was not a good result. And obviously, they know what's at stake here coming up this stretch run, and they've been preaching that one game at a time mentality. Just focus on New Orleans, and they have a great opportunity because they're facing a backup quarterback. A team that's been decimated by with wide receivers, Olave and Shaheed, their two top guys gone. And the defense knows who's going to get the football. That's number 41, Alvin Kamara. And that's going to be the big point of emphasis, especially defensively, to stop the run, stop Kamara, make Jay Kaner, who's going to get the start, uncomfortable back there, and just go in this game.
Scott, I'm going to guess that Jaden Daniels has been relatively low-key about returning to Louisiana. It's basically a homecoming game for him, even though he is from California. Obviously, from what he did at LSU, you know, he's going to have a lot of local support down there for his return. How is he approaching this road game back to New Orleans?
Yeah, he was asked directly about that in his press conference on Wednesday and basically gave just like a 10-second response. He's excited about returning to Louisiana. It's a special place for him. And I have a feeling, guys, I think he's going to have a really good game. It's just what he did in Louisiana, how much, you know, fanfare he's going to have in that Superdome. I just have a feeling he's going to have one of his better games of the season. He's rested. He's rejuvenated. And, this Saints defense, you know, nothing to be necessarily scared about any given Sunday, certainly, but you know, on paper, I feel like Jaden can really pop off, use his legs, you know, to fast track there inside the Superdome. And remember several years ago when RG3 had that griffining moment in the Superdome. Maybe something like that's going to happen with Jaden, and he's going to pop off pretty well.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of fan support and Saints fans that if the game starts going the wrong way for them, like especially if they have ties to LSU, where they're going to start kind of rooting for Jaden, right, in a lost season. And then you're going to pile on top of that people making the road trip to go see the Commanders in New Orleans because it's like a destination fun hangout city. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of Commanders fan support there.
I completely agree, because when the schedule comes out, what are the fun destinations? What are the fun kind of locations to go to if you're a fan of the Commanders? And obviously Bourbon Street, the whole New Orleans vibe, that's quite the draw, especially in December, close to the holidays. And, you know, Baton Rouge is right there, you know, from New Orleans. So Saints fans are usually LSU Tigers fans. And I think there's going to be plenty of cheers for the Commanders inside that Superdome. You know, I'm not discounting the fact that New Orleans, they're not out of the playoff race mathematically. They're going to be playing hard, but there's so many different storylines in this game, guys, because you have the return of Marshon Lattimore expected to face his former team. You have the Chase Young so-called revenge game. Then, of course, you have Jaden Daniels returning to Louisiana. Going to be an exciting game to watch. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Talk about the Noah Brown injury and what you feel that impact's going to be. I know they go out and get KJ Osborne, but who knows, you know, how much he's going to play this week. Dan Quinn did say it's a tough one. It's a tough loss, kind of a freak injury for Noah. And he was, you know, a pretty good number two. I know they got other guys you can now look for with maybe De'Ami Brown steps up a little bit now. Maybe McCaffrey steps up a little bit. But outside of McLaurin, you know, there's not that really go-to receiver. And Noah had some big plays, only had the one touchdown, but that was a big one against the Bears, right? But just kind of talk about that injury and how that affects him.
Yeah, Bitch, my concern with Noah Brown is his size. He's a bigger build receiver, 6'2", 225. It was nice to have that opposite of, you know, a Terry McLaurin, you know, possession guys type deal, not the bigger bodied receivers. And they're going to miss that. KJ Osborne is not that big bodied receiver. He's 6 foot. You know, he's not the Noah Brown 2.0. So they're going to have to find ways to give an opportunity to other guys to step up. And you mentioned De'Ami Brown. I think that's going to be an opportunity for De'Ami. He's had some flashes. He's had some moments, but it's been the consistency, guys. He hasn't been able to flash enough for this team. And what better way for a playoff push to kind of rise up, take hold of that wide receiver two position for De'Ami Brown? Maybe you're going to see like a Luke McCaffrey come in more. A KJ Osborne, who they picked up, he had some flashes and moments with Minnesota. So I am concerned of the bigger bodied receiver. They don't have that on that roster, and that was what they were looking for and shopping for this summer, and that's how Adam Peters came to bring in Noah Brown. So I think it's going to be a loss. I think it may not show this game, but, you know, potentially down the road, I think it's always nice to have one of those bigger bodied, you know, receivers to go get a tough catch across the middle.
So do you expect Osborne to play?
Yeah, that's a good question, because he talked to the media yesterday, EB, and basically he's just crashing right now. He's coming in early, and he's staying late, just getting his mind into the playbook, you know, just learning what the system is with Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know the answer to that question. I think Dan Quinn's going to shed some more light today during his press conference. And certainly it will probably get some more information on Marshon Lattimore as well in terms of his status, but all signs point to Marshon playing on Sunday. So, yeah, I'll be curious to see if KJ will be ready and be up for this game. Certainly, you know, the depth, you know, in terms of the wide receiver, it would be nice to have KJ up there. But I don't think, again, I don't think it's too important for this game to rush KJ out there. So we'll see. I think this could be a big opportunity for Brian Robinson Jr. to get going, running the football, and really, really get him going like he did against the Titans. So I think B-Rob could be in line for a big game as well.
Are they going to – I mean, hopefully, every fan wants to see Terry get involved early. And they made a point of doing that. They moved him around a little bit more. Can we see that? You expect to see that?
I mean, look what happened against Tennessee. They got him involved early, and it was a blowout. So I think there's a recipe there to really get him the football, get the offense moving, get that rhythm going. I mean, look at the season Terry's been having. You know, touchdown-wise, he's one of the best in the NFL this season. And it's so nice to see him. You know, he's always just a happy guy, but you can tell this year is just different. I mean, he's really production-wise, You know, his rapport with Jaden and this offense, it's well-deserved because he works his butt off, and he's had a lot of lean years and going through quarterback after quarterback here in Washington. He always says the right things on the microphone. And you know, deep down, he's a competitor, and he just wants to win. And I'm happy for Terry and a lot of guys in that locker room that have experienced some pretty tough years here in Washington. And there's been a lot of years, with four games left in the season, that this team has nowhere to go. There's no playoffs. They're simply playing for pride. But this year, these final four games means a lot. They're in a position to make the playoffs, something that hasn't been, they haven't been able to say that for many years here in Washington. So for Terry and a lot of guys in that locker room, I'm happy they get this opportunity, and they're definitely going to make the most of it.
So, Scott, Zane Gonzalez, the kicker, he was dealing with a foot injury. He is limited in practice on Wednesday. Practice in full yesterday. How confident is the team that they're not going to have a repeat of what happened with Austin Seibert in the Dallas game? Are people confident in him going forward and kicking against the Saints this weekend?
Yep. Dan Quinn said right off the bat on Monday, Zane Gonzalez is our kicker. No changes. They're not concerned about the injury or what he's going through. They're all on board on Zane Gonzalez. I know Commanders fans, there's a concern there. And rightfully so. You know, obviously no Austin Seibert, and they got to rely on another kicker. What a fiasco that's been since day one with Brandon McManus and going through kickers. It's unfortunate. A lot of it was out of their control with Adam Peters and company with McManus, and it just kind of snowballed for there, and they just kind of got a piecemeal together here and hope Zane locks in and makes his kicks. You're paid to make your kicks. Go make your kicks, and that's what the confidence level is now for Dan Quinn and company, and they're rolling with Zane.
So if they win that 9-5, obviously stay ahead of some of these other 8-win teams. If Seattle beats Green Bay this weekend, they'll have 9 wins, so they'll still be up top in the NFC West. But the Rams are surging, especially after last night, even though, you know, the weather certainly was an impact. But the Rams have won 3 straight, and they've got their receivers healthy. They got obviously a quality quarterback. They got a good running back. So should Commanders fans be worried about what the Rams are doing for that last wild card spot if the Rams don't win the division?
Yep, it's certainly a concern because, you know, the Rams are hot. I don't think anybody wants to face that offense with Kyren Williams, Puka, and Cooper, and Stafford all clicking on all cylinders. Especially, you know, coming off back-to-back wins, home against Buffalo, then a short week going on the road against the Niners. That's 2 impressive wins by the Rams. So, you know, I mentioned it on Monday, and Dan didn't want to hear it. Washington controls their own destiny. That's the fact. I understand they don't want to talk about it, but you take care of your business, and Washington is going to the playoffs. Easier said than done. I get that. One game at a time mentality. But they're in position to make this run and to make this special. I think, honestly, they'll probably take 10 wins to safely feel like they're going to get a wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that Atlanta game, you know, after Philly looms large as well, because that NFC South is tricky as well. Right now, Tampa is in first place. Obviously, Tampa has that tiebreaker over Washington, beating them in the regular season. So that Atlanta game could loom large as well, coming after the Philadelphia game. A lot of football left. A lot of big matchups, not just on Washington's schedule, but NFC East-wide and NFC-wide. So it'll be interesting these final 4 weeks. But the Rams are a team to watch. And then obviously Tampa Bay and the Atlanta situation and how the NFC West shakes out is going to kind of show a lot where Washington ends up in this wild card situation.
All right. Who do you like? Give us a prediction.
Oh, I'm pretty confident Washington's gonna drop the hammer this weekend against New Orleans.
Nice.
Backup quarterback. I think Jaden's gonna have a tremendous game. I think it's gonna be a rather blowout fashion win for Washington. So give me Washington to win 31-13.
I'm scared. Honestly, I'm scared. We're too confident.
EB, you're always scared, brother.
That
you're
is true.
Scared.
It's a very good point.
That's true.
Very good point, Scott. All right, thanks for the time,
right,
Scott.
Guys.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Have a good weekend, boys.
You
right,
too.
Buddy.
That is Scott Abraham, bye-bye. Sports director and anchor for ABC7. When we come back, we will get the Saints' perspective on this matchup. Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the Saints on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He will join the Junks next. Coming up.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Before the show is done, you want to keep listening. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly and Ja Rule and more. We'll give those away before the show is done. But right now, we're joined by Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He'll have the call of Commanders Saints this weekend. Mike, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's a big deal. I'm from the area myself. Went to James Madison, so I love it.
Wow, very good. Go
small,
Dukes.
Small world, man.
Very nice. So let's take a macro view of the Saints before we get into the matchup. Like, when I saw the first 2 weeks of what the Saints were doing on offense, when they scored 91 points in their first two games against Carolina and Dallas, I was like, wow, they look like an NFC
they're
power.
For real. Yeah.
Like, Clint Kubiak's offense is just humming. Alvin Kamara was involved. You know, Rashid Shaheed is catching deep balls. And then they go on a 7-game losing streak where they average 16.5 points per game in those 7 losses, effectively taking them out of any sort of good season or playoff contention. Dennis Allen loses his job. I mean, talk about the highs and lows of that early burst from the offense and then those lean times during those 7 losses, what that was like.
Well, really, it was for us, at least for me, it was weeks 3 and 4. Like, 1 and 2, we knew Carolina wasn't very good. We didn't really know about Dallas. So those were kind of aberrations. So weeks 3 and 4 is Philly and Atlanta. Saints lead Philly. They got to go the length of the field and score with a minute to play. And they do. Saints should have won them. Your defense should be able to stop that. Atlanta, the Saints dominate. Atlanta does not score an offensive touchdown, and they win by 3. And those two games, because you just set off kind of, you know, abilities to beat the Saints. You could run on them, and then it's just kind of Kareem, you know, because you're going to go, oh, yeah, let's go to at Kansas City, Tampa, Chargers. And so it just kind of careened out of control quickly. But to me, it was weeks 1 and 2 were an aberration. Weeks 3 and 4 were the beginning of the downfall. And then it was a spin. The loss at Carolina in week 9, which, you know, was just the death knell for Dennis Allen, 7 in a row. And there wasn't, you know, anything like weeks, you know, 1 and 2 that we saw ever. And we still haven't. Even with Coach Rizzi.
So just talk about the coaching situation. Obviously, Allen's gone. Saints haven't been to the playoffs since the COVID year, I don't believe.
Yeah, it was 2020, yep. And lost to Tampa in the division.
Tampa, right. So who do you think Mickey Loomis is kind of – do you think Rizzi has a shot, or is he just strictly the interim? Who do you think – give me a couple names you think might be on Mickey Loomis's radar.
I think Rizzi has a shot.
Okay.
I do, because – but he's going to almost and may have to run the table. It may – just because when Sean left after 21, you know, he just left. He had a year on his contract. He just decided it was time – for him to go. So it wasn't like, well, what are we going to do? We're just going to fire everybody? You know, they just finished 9-8, almost made the playoffs. So they went, well, you know, Dennis is right here. I mean, he's just right here. And he had proven himself as a coordinator. And so I think that Rizzi is going to probably – that's going to hurt him. Because if he does well, finishes 8-9, I think a 9-8, I think it's his job. But if they finish out and he goes 8-9, and you go, well, you know, Rizzi's right here. And I go, well, we did that before. So I do think he's up there for a chance. And then I think it's going to be, which I think is a mistake, I think they're just going to, you know, look at who's the hottest, you know, coordinator, you know, Super Bowl offensive defense coordinator. Aaron Glenn from Detroit is probably the name that I think of. That would come in and be on that Mickey list right now. But then I just feel like, you know, I just feel like the whole we're going to go to the whoever's the hot coordinator
right
this year has become too overused. And we've got guys in there that don't, you know, shouldn't be head coaches.
Joined by Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints on WWL Radio in New Orleans. So give us some intel on the guy making his first career start, Jake Haener. He's 25. He's a fourth-round pick in the 2023 draft. Doesn't have a lot of experience, obviously. Has made some appearances, but mostly in mop-up duty and kneel-down type situations. What should the Commanders' defense be looking out for when it comes to Jake Haener at quarterback?
Well, I mean, he had a good camp. You know, he had Spencer Rattler. It was a big battle. And they went with Rattler when Derek got hurt after week 5, 6, 7, 8. He struggled mightily. In fact, he got replaced by Jake in week 7. And Jake threw his first touchdown. It's an offense. He's not a big guy. He's going to run the ball when he can. He's 6'1". Been around the system a little bit, but it's a new system. You know, out of Fresno State, and you know he's got talent. He can move in the pocket where Derek struggled. Yet Derek, you know, really has not been sacked a lot. Has not thrown a bunch of interceptions. So it's hard to tell. You have to remember, like, you look at this offense, and you go, okay, well, there's no Rashid Shaheed, no Chris Olave, no Taysom Hill, no Derek Carr. It's like, you know, it's so much different than the offense than we anticipated earlier. So I feel like it's going to be a lot of Kendre Miller, a lot of Alvin Kamara. My feeling is they'll put, I assume, the Commanders will put Marshawn on Valdez-Scantling. That would be what I would do. But I think one of the mistakes the Saints made defensively this year is that they didn't do a lot of that. They played more kind of straight-up zone. And, you know, Marshawn relishes being the shutdown guy on whoever the opponent's number one guy is. If it's not, if he doesn't do that, I feel like he gets not bored, but I don't feel like he's as engaged as he was earlier in his career. His last pickoff was week one of 23. It's been a while. So I think Jake is going to be, it'll be, don't beat yourself. Just let the offense do its thing. Throw some balls to the tight ends, throw them to the guy. Because what's happened is the guys who were he was playing with in camp, the backups, that's who he's playing with now. So he knows these guys because most of the starters are gone. So it's, you know, who knows? Really, to me, is the question for this game is going to be Saints defense against Washington's offense. I mean, I don't know what to it. No, I don't think anybody can know what to expect out of the Saints offense with so much newness. But,
right. You know, with all those backups.
Where the Saints have struggled is stopping the run. Mm-hmm. Right. And especially stopping the run when the other team has a running quarterback. So put those two together.
Trouble incoming.
That's trouble.
Yeah. You're gonna get a lot of that. Commanders fans are, you already mentioned Lattimore. Commanders fans are definitely excited about him. And he's not a 1 year or a half a year rental because he still had a couple years on the contract. So he's here for a few years. He's one of the best shutdown corners, like you mentioned, even though Commanders fans haven't seen him yet because he's been banged up. Kind of dive more into what to expect for him. What are Commanders fans going to see from Lattimore, his strengths and weaknesses, and talk about, like you said, what his role will probably be this week?
Well, I'm assuming, you know, again, if he's on Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's about the only speed guy the Saints have left, you're going to see a shutdown corner. I mean, that's what he relishes in those moments. He's physical. He's not afraid of getting beat, which you got to be when you're a corner. He's very physical with the line of scrimmage. We just haven't seen it in a while. He has. This injury, this most recent kind of injury of 2024, we really hadn't seen. I mean, he kind of played through a lacerated kidney a couple of years ago and came back and at the end of the season. So he's a tough guy. We just haven't seen the same Marshawn Lattimore in 24 that maybe we saw. I don't think it's an age thing, and I don't think it's an injury thing. He was really kind of – we haven't talked about him at all since he left in the secondary.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, my gosh, who's taking Lattimore's spot, right? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? You know, they've been using Ugo Amadi and Alonji Taylor and Will Harris, and Kool-Aid McKinstry's getting some time. But you would think that would be a name that we would be going. But we had played so much without him anyway, we'd kind of gotten used to it. But he can still play, man, and I think he'll come in – with a head full of steam, trying to show the fans of what they didn't have anymore. But don't know. I'm curious myself. I have a buddy of mine. I'm from Manassas, who texted me like, "What are we getting? What are we getting?" And I was like, "Dude, I don't know. You're getting a tough cat, but I don't know. We haven't seen it in some time."
Mike, let's talk about that Saints defensive line. We're intimately familiar with Chase Young, obviously the number two overall pick here for the Commanders, then the Washington football team. It didn't work out. He went to the Niners, and then he signs a one-year deal with the Saints. He has 3.5 sacks. And we're also familiar with your sack leader, Brian Brezzi, who has 7.5. He went to high school in Montgomery County here in Maryland, stud, went to Clemson. And what a play he had last week blocking that field goal against the Giants to preserve the win. So talk about that defensive line, how they have designs on trying to slow down Jaden Daniels, B-Rob, and company.
Well, that'll be the key because they can get pressure, and they're very athletic. The problem sometimes happens is that they will come so hard on the outside, and Chase Young has 17. So his numbers are a little, they don't look great right off the bat, 3.5 sacks, but he's got 17 quarterback hits. he's disruptive, as disruptive as he's always been. And really, for Brian Brzee, man, there are just times where he does things, especially he'll do a stunt spin move inside where he just leaves the guard of the tackles just standing there. Like, they didn't even know where he went. He just, every once in a while, would have these plays where he just, you know, is so amazing. But what happens is they're too fast. They get too fast, too hard outside, and the lane discipline is not there. Quarterback takes off. I mean, you know, Drew Lock ran for, you know, 50, he was the leading rusher last week. Mm. He was the leading rusher the last 2 weeks. So that's the problem, is that they come hard, and Chase has been great because he's been very, very disruptive. And I think, Brian, we're just starting to see the tip of the iceberg. Last year, he led the, you know, was like 7.5 passes batted down. That was his thing. Now he's, you know, from a sack standpoint, I think the upside on him is amazing, and he's been healthy for the most part. But they've got to figure out a way, because quarterbacks who can run, even those who can't run, quite frankly, have killed them because they come too hard, too fast on the outside. And if they blitz from the outside, man, the lanes on the inside have been open for the quarterbacks.
We had heard that Kamara was battling some sort of an illness this week and was missing practice.
But it's, I don't, you know, I'd much rather have that than a hamstring. So yeah.
He'll play
Sunday. Yeah, I mean, I never, unless he's missing a limb, do I not think that Alvin Kamara is going to play. He's as tough as they come.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, I we'll learn a little bit more today, but they might hold him out. I mean, he's one of those guys, just like Derek. If Derek, you know, they've made the decision to go with Jake, but they were going to go till the very end with Derek, because he's, you know, one of those players, like, you know, that many teams have, who can play without practice.
Right.
And so Alvin is clearly one of those guys. And especially for whatever reason, I don't know if it's been this way in Washington, but we've had a number of Friday DNP injuries. Hmm. Like, what? They used to do nothing on Friday. I don't know, what are they doing on Fridays now? But we're, I mean, all across either the Saints opponent or the Saints, these guys pop up on Friday as DNPs. Like, what's happening? So I think Alvin will be there.
Hmm. Mike, we appreciate the time. Have a great call this weekend as the Commanders come and visit your Saints. We'll have you on again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, man.
Buddy.
Appreciate it. It's Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints, WWL Radio in New Orleans.
I was hoping he was maybe going to skip a week, Cakes.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like that's going to happen.
No, probably not.
But Carr's not going to play, so that's
good.
That's right. A big plus.
That's good.
All right, keep listening, because when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour that is coming to Jiffy Lube live this summer, featuring Nelly, Ja Rule, Eve, and more. We'll give those away before the show is done. We'll be right back. Before the show is up, which is not that far away, we have two pair of tickets to Where the Party At tour that comes to Jiffy Lube live. We'll give those away before the show is done. That's featuring Nelly, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri, and more. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. Another reminder, you can join JP this Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at Center Pocket in Bowie. You can watch the Commander Saints game, shoot some pool, hang out, have a good time during week 15 of the NFL season. JP's there from 1 until 4 p.m. So you can go hang out with him if you're in the Bowie area, where the Junks are originally from, outside of Jason, of course. He's a Seabrook / Lanham guy.
Yep.
Also, go to @JunksRadio, vote on the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Who wins on Sunday, Commanders or Saints? Commanders with a commanding 89.7% of the vote.
Oh, no. Okay.
Everybody's on the Commanders.
Do you remember what it was for the Cowboys
game?
I don't think it was that high.
I don't think it was that high either. But, 89%. Commanders fans.
Oh, and the Titan
very
game.
Very bullish right now.
The Titan game had to, well, they were coming off the loss to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Titan game, they had to be a pretty strong
feeling
that they were going to win that one. But 90%?
Mm-hmm. Also, another business note reminder, Junks on the Capitals Altcast tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Monumental Sports two, what time not should... one, because that's where Locker and Joe B are calling Caps Sabres.
What time should we leave the house to get down there?
I don't know when you need to leave your house, but I would probably leave my house at about 4:30 to be there by 5:30-ish.
Okay.
Make sure you have your phone on. Somebody can get us in the parking, or else we'll just turn around and go home.
I think we'll get you in.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We're parking in the same spot that we parked. When we did the show.
We got to go in that alley area thingy, whatever.
That's the move.
Valdez, you're off the hook on this one. You don't have to be there. It's just Drabby.
I'm not there.
This is Drabby's baby.
Yeah. Are you going to watch?
I'll tape it.
They're going to tape. Well, you run around on Saturday? You have something going on? Does he have something going on? You guys, there's a secret.
No. The opposite of a secret. He's told you 100 times.
Yeah, I know.
He's going Army Navy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't memorize your itinerary. What time is the kickoff for the game?
3, I believe.
By the way, I have a photo of my nephew this morning. He's running the foot. He's with his three, I guess, fellow Navy guys. He's running the football into the stadium.
Ah, very good.
That's silly.
Yeah, for Army Navy.
That is very cool.
He's in his camo and his. Does he have boots on?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess they run in boots. I mean, what a nightmare.
Is that Matt or Chad's son?
It's Chad, my nephew Tyler. And they got three of the guys. They're wearing camo pants and boots and long sleeve white T-shirts, and they're running the football in to the stadium. They got a police escort.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
When's tailgating start for that?
We should probably get there around 11:30, between 11:30 and 12 to our lot.
What's the spread looking like? What are we having tomorrow?
I don't think we're bringing in a grill.
Okay.
So I ordered a Chick-fil-A platter.
Those are always a hit.
I know, those are a hit.
The Chick-fil-A nug minis are always a smash hit.
Maybe get some fried chicken, a bucket of fried chicken or two.
It's a very chicken centric lineup.
I know. Well, we're not grilling anything.
Understood.
Dude, so, and then veggie
bucket
tray.
Of fried chicken. Oh my god. Now you're calling me.
That's so good.
I might go over there.
But you can't really tailgate too long because you got to get into the stadium early.
Right.
You got to see all the festivities.
The pageantry.
And the pageantry.
Wait, what do they do?
They do the marching before the game. You have to see everyone drop in and parachute in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was probably the coolest part of the first time
that
I went.
What's the flyover? Is it different aircraft all the time?
I think they have two flyovers. They have a helicopter one and a B-52.
Nothing makes you feel more patriotic as an American, in my opinion, than when you see I think it's the B-2 stealth bomber.
Yeah, sweet.
When we whip that out and just show everybody around the world, we have this technology. You don't.
You won't even hear it until it's right over top of you.
Are you sure?
I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think...
Wasn't that thing hot 20 years ago?
Yeah, but they keep enhancing it.
I think it's still pretty hot when you can fly in undetected and drop your nuke payload if you have to. If it comes to that, and then fly out before anybody even knows.
If it comes to that, it's the end of civilization.
Right. That's why when we have Army Navy and big NFL games,
flex the muscle.
That's why we unzip our pants and show the rest of the world, this is what we have. Don't mess with us, or you're not going to see this coming.
Meanwhile, other countries are flying drones and everything over our airspace, and there's nothing we can do.
I know that's kind of weird. Sightings around all over New Jersey, drones everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I think the other countries have stuff too.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to be that big silly. I know that.
They weren't just in New Jersey. They were around here. They were in the DMV, those drones. Probably. Unidentified drones.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm sorry, Valdez. I can't. It's not omnipresent on my mind that you're going to the game. I know you got the camper and you had the Odyssey trying to find a parking spot for it and everything.
He's good. He found his spot.
I got my spot. I'm good to go.
$133.
Yeah, yeah.
He's straight.
And Cakes, I will leave at 4:30, and I hope no one will let me into the building.
I think somebody will let you into the building, and we will have a fantastic altcast.
I think we're going to have fun.
We have PK Subban.
Oh, you've actually turned a corner on it.
A little bit.
PK Subban's going to be a guest.
I think we're going to have fun.
Caps legend Rod Langway will be a guest.
I think we're just uncomfortable because it's kind of out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
But once we get there, I think it'll be a lot less stressful than we are anticipating.
Yeah.
That's just my vibe.
All right.
Could be totally wrong.
JP's coming, right? Because he wants that money.
He is coming, yes.
Yeah. He wants that money.
And hopefully the Caps slap around the Sabres, and it's just another win that they throw on the pile, like they did last night in Columbus.
We're kind of sleeping on, like, how far are we through the season?
28 games, so
About a third of the way.
So is there 54 games left?
We got a real contender on our hands here, Cakes.
Got a really solid squad.
We got a real contender.
It's not a fluke.
I think if you got 42 points,
yeah,
and it's December 13th,
mm-hmm,
yeah, that's not a fluke.
No.
Right? I mean, you're almost 30 games in. That's not a fluke. It's not a 30-game fluke.
No. It's called,
I'm not saying that,
trends.
I'm not saying they should be the Stanley Cup favorites.
Yeah.
But that 34-1 odds.
34-1 is just,
that's
the,
crazy.
Is downright,
it should be half of that.
Just downright disrespectful.
Is that FanDuel's odds, 34-1?
I don't know
is
where
that
he
you
was
saw
looking.
That. Yeah. I don't know if I want to put 100 on it, though. I'd be bitter if I lose 100. I don't like losing 100.
I wouldn't put 100, but.
Well, the Drabby, these guys always want to hit the mother load. They want us to do like a show 500.
They can put whatever they want on it.
I'll put 100 on it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows the locals better than us.
I know the locals
better than FanDuel.
You know Coach Carbs way better than FanDuel does. I know that.
Mm.
We all do.
Coach Carbs
is my guy.
He's my guy.
Where did you say we were? Like the 10th or 11th odds?
16th best odds.
16th best. That's crazy. Yeah.
All right, we're going to hook up the greedy prize pigs right now. Callers 10 and 11, because we have two pairs of tickets. You're going to score a pair of tickets each to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri, and Chingy. Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. That is the date of the event. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. That's like in 7 minutes. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So callers 10 and 11, you're going to score those tickets. And like we tell you all the time, it's better to win tickets than to pay for tickets.
Of course.
The Junks said we have mastered that over the years.
Hey, remember, we got those bets. I gave you those odds on the bets for the Commander game.
I've borderline forgotten them, but I know I'm rooting for a Marshawn Lattimore pick and also an interception return for a touchdown.
Correct.
Something
all right,
along
Monumental 2 tomorrow night.
That's right. Be sure to tune in. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.